listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello there, this is Paul O'Higgins, and welcome to today's Great Invitation. The Great Invitation is God's great invitation to every single human being to be reconciled to Him, to be forgiven of our sins, to be restored to His love, care, and blessing, to be transformed by the infilling of His Spirit, and to become agents of His love and mercy in the world around us. What an invitation! It remains only for our response. In today's program, I'd like to examine with you God's invitation to all of us to stand and to understand His plans and purpose for Israel. This is one of the great themes of the Bible, and yet we see throughout the world in recent days, in every land, protests against Israel and against the Jewish people. People in outrage against Israel and its existence and its wars of self-defense. And people who know little about the issues, marching in the streets, parading and chanting against Israel and the Jewish people. It's almost like in the days of Nazi Germany. Psalm 2 says, "Why do the nations rage against the Lord and against His anointed?" Why this outrage? And the reason is because Israel has a special place in the plans and purposes of God, and He has called them to possess this land, the land of Israel, ever since the days of Abraham, and He has promised to bring them back from all the nations and to restore them to their land. And this process of bringing them back to their land will end in the reign of the Messiah, in the return of Jesus to the land, and He will reign as king over Israel and king over the whole world. So the devil knows his hour is short, and he does everything in his power to oppose this plan. Paul writes, Romans 11, that we should not be ignorant of the mystery of Israel. Romans 11, 25 and 26, "I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion." If you are ignorant about God's plan for Israel, you won't understand what's going on in the world today. You'll be ignorant and wise in your own opinion. Understand mysteries, and the mysteries are revealed in the Bible. That's why when you respond to God's great invitation, and when you begin to study His plan and His word in the Bible, you begin to align yourself with God and with His plans and purposes. Just on the subject of this great rage that has asserted itself once again against the Jewish people, of course there's nothing new in it. It's as ancient as Pharaoh's opposition to Israel when he refused to allow them to go to their land of promise, to the opposition they had to entering the land from the different tribes that were there, to the persecution they suffered from Babylon, from the Egyptians, and later from the Greeks, and later from the Romans, and how they were despised among the Roman Empire, and later even in the long centuries of Christianity. Because we were not told, most of us as Christians weren't told of the special place of Israel. We received very, very little teaching in our churches about the place of Israel. We didn't pray much for Israel. We weren't told about the promises of God for Israel to bring them back to their land. We weren't told that about Jesus' prophetic word concerning Israel. Jerusalem would be under Gentile control, but not forever, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. He foretold a day when Gentile domination of Jerusalem would come to an end. And when we see this event take place, we would look up, for our redemption draws nigh. We weren't told that Jesus was a Jew, or at least these things were partly concealed from us. We didn't take time to study the prophetic word concerning Israel. And because of this ignorance of the mystery of Israel, anti-Semitism developed in the Christian world, in the medieval Catholic Church, and then later even after the Reformation, because they didn't, the permanent place of Israel in the economy of God, anti-Semitism spread throughout Christian Europe and even evangelical Christian Europe. Now, a vacuum gets filled with ignorance. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, because when we're ignorant of something, we're wise in our own opinions and we believe a lie. Romans 15:28 says that Jesus has become a servant to the circumcision, that's to the Jewish people, for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the fathers, that's to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Before I talk about that, I want to read with you Psalm 83. "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered one. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. When we're ignorant of God's plan, we fall for the lies of the secular world around us. We either believe the prophets of God, or we believe the false prophets who teach atheism, who teach other ideologies totally contrary to the word of God and of his ways. That's why we see in the streets university students marching with outrage against Israel, because they haven't been told the truth of the word of God. And even many in the Christian world, even many Christian leaders, take a neutral position because they don't understand the plan and the purpose of God. It all began with the call of Abraham, what we call the Abrahamic covenant. You'll find it in Genesis 12, Genesis 13, Genesis 15, and Genesis 17. It's the great theme of the Bible, the call of God and the Jewish people, beginning with Abram, and how that call was passed on to Isaac and Jacob and unto his descendants. And they were promised that they would become a great people. Genesis 12, 1 and 3. God said to Abram, go from your country. At that time he was living in Iraq. And from your kindred and from your father's house. In other words, cross out into your real destiny. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. We know that from the descendants of Abram we received the Ten Commandments, the standards of God, the principle of atonement, the prophetic word into the plan and purposes of God. We know that from the tribes of Israel came the great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah. We know from the tribes of Israel came our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who bore the sins of the world, who's the Son of God, who came in fulfillment of the promises made to the fathers. We know that he was from the tribes of Israel. We owe a special debt to Israel. And we know that God isn't finished with them, for God foretold through the prophets, including Jesus, that they would be scattered to the nations, but they would also be brought back from all the nations where they were scattered. So the present return of the Jewish people to the land is a fulfillment of prophecy. In fact, it's the most prophesied event in Scripture. You can look at our website, reconciliationoutreach.net, and we have there in one of our blogs 70 Bible passages about the state of Israel. Because people are ignorant in the plans and purposes of God, they wonder whether there's something true in what the enemies of Israel speak when they say, let's cut them off from being a nation. The Jewish people, they know this part of the scripture. They know their calling. And calling of God and the Jewish people and the promises of God to them have not been revoked. Paul writes, the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. And again in Romans 15:28, Jesus the Messiah became a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises given to the fathers. Now let me just read a few of the great prophecies concerning the regathering of Israel. Isaiah 11:11. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people that are left from Assyria and Egypt, from Pathros, Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea, their countries of North Africa and the Middle East. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. There's never been anything like that in world history, that a tribe would be scattered to the ends of the earth and brought back. And then in Amos he writes that when they come back from all the nations where they were scattered, they will never again be uprooted. Amos 9:14 and 15. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. Who's speaking this? God is speaking this. And you see, if Israel can cease from being a nation, then the atheists can say, there is no God. All this about the Bible is just mythology. It's not real. But the presence of Israel is a testimony to God's faithfulness to his promise. Do you know there's one thing God cannot do? And the one thing he cannot do, he cannot lie. When he makes a promise, he obligates himself to fulfill it. And this is what we're seeing. God remembering his promises to make Israel a great people in the land again. Back to Amos 9:14 and 15. I, that's God, will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them in the land, that's God, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them. Back to the covenant with Abram. God said to Abram in Genesis 13, for all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. And then in Genesis 17, 7-8, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout your generations as an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting covenant. Now the United Nations mightn't like this, but God's words stand. And we need to educate our society, our culture, first of all the Christian community, but then the whole culture into the truth of the word of God concerning Israel. They are God's chosen ones. They are the apple of his eye. And though they have sinned like every other nation, God's promise has not been revoked because of their sin, and he wants to cover their sins. And when they come back from the land, to the land, according to Ezekiel 37, David, my servant, shall be king over them. In other words, the Messiah will come after they are regathered back to their land. In Jeremiah chapter 31 we read, for the Lord has ransomed Jacob, ransomed him from the hand of the one stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of God. He wants to do them good. He wants to settle them in their land. He wants to bless them every way possible. This is the plan and the purpose of God. Jeremiah also writes, he who scattered Israel will gather them and shepherd him as a shepherd does his flock. Another one from Jeremiah 32, 37-44. Behold, I will gather them from all the countries to which I drove them in my anger. I will bring them back to this place. I will make them dwell in safety, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make with them an everlasting covenant, that I will not turn away from doing good to them, and I will put the fear of me in their hearts, and that they may not turn away from me. I will rejoice in doing them good. I will plant them in the land in faithfulness with all my heart and with all my soul. Who are we to oppose this plan and purpose of God? Rather, we should say, Lord, bring on this plan, fulfill it. Jeremiah 31:35-6. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Those ordinances depart before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me. So today's great invitation, stand for God's plans and purposes for Israel. It's all over the scripture. Stand with them. Pray for them. For in their return to the land is the gateway for the return of the Savior and the Messiah to rule over Israel and to rule over all the nations. Break yourself away from the plots of the devil and his hatred to the existence of the state of Israel, because he knows that his time is short, and in their regathering is the preparation for the return of the Lord and the establishment of his kingdom outwardly. Lord, today we want to respond to your invitation to stand with Israel and to believe the promises. And we renounce the replacement theology, the ignorance of the Abrahamic covenant that's been in our churches so long. And we say, Lord, we're grafted in, and we will stand with your plans and purposes for Israel. This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours forever. The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible by the partnership of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website, Reconciliation Outreach, hit on the contact button there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nuala O'Higgins, P.O. Box 2778, Stuart, Florida 34995. We'd love to hear from you.
slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 1172-370-9242 or visit bathroomgrabbarspecialist.com.
Perfect for business or pleasure, Pirates Cove Resort offers a peaceful getaway, giving you old Florida charm in a gorgeous contemporary setting. Elegant and comfortable, Pirates Cove Resort satisfies your yearning for a place away from demanding schedules. Family owned and operated, the staff of Pirates Cove Resort will joyfully provide for your needs while you relax and enjoy all of our amenities. For more information, we can be reached at 772-287-2500 or on our website, PiratesCoveResort.com.
This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. When Jesus delivered me from my alcohol addiction, I was in my truck on Interstate 95, driving north, and all of a sudden, I heard chains hitting the truck floor, and my body felt like it was lifted up. The chain sounded like a battleship dropping anchor. It took me a while to completely understand what happened, because I always lived my life in fear. So I was afraid as the love of God was removing the chains of addiction in my life. Psalm 91 from the Bible is a daily reminder for me that I don't have to be afraid, because it is God who will protect me, and it doesn't get any better than that. Listen now as we read Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. This is an invitation to lose your fears in God's never-ending love. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But do you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
For every heart your cross redeemed, for every triumph over sin, every time you gave us strength, for every time your love broke in, for every time you spared us and delivered us from death, for every escape Satan's snare. Let your victories be recounted, let your mighty deeds be sung, let your greatness be exalted, for your glory alone. Let your victories be recounted, let your mighty deeds be sung, let your greatness be exalted, for your glory alone.
sickness you heal. For every taste of heaven's joy, and for your wondrous love revealed. For grace that's working in us, and bringing forth the fruit. For forming in us your glorious Son. Let your victories be recounted, let your mighty deeds be sung. Let your greatness be exalted, for your glory alone. Let your victories be recounted, let your mighty deeds be sung. Let your greatness be exalted, for your glory alone. For your glory alone. Let your victories be recounted. Let your victories be recounted. Oh yeah. Let your victories be recounted. Let your mighty deeds be sung. Let your greatness be exalted, for your glory alone.
Show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So someone saw them, they could leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you.
I'm
God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
That no one could ever hurt you.